This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron, no.
Something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co. And use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win. Right?
Right? Yeah, that's right, yeah. From that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hi, do you two have a second to answer a brief questionnaire about your experience with Hey Riddle Riddle so far?
I guess I could spare a second. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you having doing Hey Riddle Riddle?
10.
I don't know which one is high and which one is low, so I have to say 5.
Okay, sort of the same thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your experience with Casey Tony, old Sleepo, the audio engineer?
Again, I don't know what 1 delineates or what 10 delineates.
Mm. 1 is bad, bad, bad. 10 is fantastic.
Oh, okay. Can I change my first answer, or is that already locked in?
Locked in.
What's okay. Just bad, bad?
Like a 2, 3.
I'll go with 5 again because, I don't think I understand still the scale or how it works. So 5.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like working with Aaron Keefe? Not professionally, but like in a comedy way.
Okay. Oh, perfect. And may I just say to you, sir, I love your big mustache.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, me?
And no, I think he was talking about me.
Oh.
I was talking about you. Adel, this sucks. I just don't think the big mustache is working. Everything about you, it just doesn't fit your frame or your face. I love that you can do it. It's a cool personal challenge that you've.
Well, it's going to get my buckle fat removed, and I thought that might help make it pop.
Oh, man, I don't think you need it. I don't think you need any of it. It's all, all the artifice. I think that you're you're a good looking guy.
You got
a nice jawline, big shoulders. I just don't think.
Shoulders?
Huh, I feel like we're getting off topic of Aaron and how fun she is to work with.
I thought big shoulders for a guy is safe, right?
Sorry my fucking fat neck table. But that's what I call my shoulders.
Huh. Okay. I'll put you guys for 10. Put you guys for 10 for how much you like working with Aaron Keefe?
Yeah, table for 2, actually.
Huh.
Can we table this? Can the two of us table this question, actually?
They try to get you to do a table for 10 because then they get an automatic 16% gratuity.
I know.
You guys,
I do more than 16%.
Rip.
Cracker Barrel does it.
Oh my God. You tore off Adel's mustache. Adel. Oh,
I thought it was fake.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now everyone knows the truth. I already got buckle fat removed.
Oh, Adel.
Oh,
and you're
God,
bleeding.
It does.
I pulled off
good?
Your real mustache.
It does not fit your frame. Your shoulders
Adel,
are too big to have no buckle fat.
Adel, no. You're a freak.
Oh, you freak. Oh, you ugly freak.
Oh, no. That's implied. With
I hope it was. Why? I hope it was cheap. It looks cheap. At least it looks cheap.
Is $3,800 cheap?
Adel, we're kidding. You look great.
Phew.
We're just trying to humble you.
Oh. Yeah. One way that you humble someone is telling them that they look ugly.
No, Adel, you're very handsome.
Oh,
handsome,
you're a handsome guy.
Handsome like
guy.
A fancy chef.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't even matter, Adel.
Handsome.
It doesn't even matter that you're
doesn't
handsome because you're tall, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's right.
Your success will find you because you can see over the heads of all the competition.
And it doesn't even matter that you're tall because you're crazy rich. You're a millionaire.
Am I? Let me search. Let me Google Adel Refai net worth.
Okay. Unzip
my
account.
Adel.
I Googled Adel Dazeem net worth, and I got to say, she's doing quite well for herself. Aaron, are you actually Googling Adel Refai net worth?
Yeah.
Okay, why not?
Okay, let's do it.
Ugh. I
nothing
just don't
coming
think,
up.
I just don't think, thank God, I don't think that we're big enough to have Adel Refai net worth be a viable. Now, Adel's Googling something as well. This is chaos. I'm JPC. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. Welcome to the show.
Wait, this
none of that matters.
Hold on. I typed in Adel Refai net worth and it immediately came up.
Oh!
Really? Mine has your Instagram and then it has your Twitter and then your IMDb.
What could his Instagram be worth?
And then
probably not much.
A picture
right?
of Gemma. And then your Wikipedia page for Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Okay.
Interesting.
When I typed it in, it immediately came up with a photo that's a still of me guesting on a podcast that I don't remember. And it says in big letters, it says $2 million. Adel Refai's net worth is $2 million on average.
On average.
He is compensated handsomely for his service. Well, 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 someone finds me handsome.
You guys.
For his services as a professor, writer, and podcaster. Adel earns an annual salary of $96,380.
wow,
Adel,
so you really
I will
saved
say,
a lot of money to get that $2 million net worth.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's been doing it for 20 years.
You buy people gifts and are so generous with your friends, it's as if you had $2 million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not doing great financially. And I think the last time we were in L.A., we were hanging out with... maybe it was Ryan Rosenberg or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone along the of that ilk. And I was like, let me grab dinner or whatever it was. And then we got outside and he goes, I get the feeling that you're rich. And I'm like, I'm just bad with money.
I'm just irresponsible.
I'm very, very bad with money.
Adel, do you want to know the stuff that fills in, the auto fill in when I try to Google your name?
Sure.
Adel Refai podcast, Adel Refai age, Adel Refai wife, Adel Refai wrapping paper because of that viral thing you did.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Adel Refai
that's
network.
Still with you from like 15 years ago. That's crazy.
Adel Refai Wikipedia, Adel Refai sister, Cynthia, incredible sister, 10 out of 10 sister. And then my favorite, Adel Refai Eminem. Thank you for having that be a top search for Adel because I too think about his Eminem impression 3 times a day.
I love that we did that for Adel, and I think that we shouldn't do it for anyone else on the show. Now, let's, Aaron, stop. Aaron, put your phone down. Aaron,
you don't
stop.
Know what I'm doing. I'm working on my novel.
I'm working on my novel.
I have no other time to do it.
JPC ex-wife is horse.
I knew it, and I knew.
I knew it.
Wait a second. She
yours
divorced
is
kind of
boring, me? I will say.
Divorced
JPC.
Horse.
I thought it was going to be like JPC pervert, JPC. It's like JPC, John Patrick Cohen baby. John Patrick Cohen, Harry Riddle,
John
Riddle. John Patrick Cohen,
Cohen
real name.
Does it mean does it mean that people are searching for, that means that there are more searches for John Patrick Cohen baby than anything else. Is that correct?
Here's the Aaron Keefe results, the autofill. Aaron Keefe comedian. Aaron Keefe sweater.
Yeah,
wow.
I see that too.
Aaron Keefe age, Aaron Kiefenheim? Hold on.
That's not me.
Who is Aaron Kiefenheim?
Aaron Keefe comedy bang bang, Aaron Keefe commercial, Aaron Keefe single?
It's me, Aaron Kiefenheim!
Aaron Kiefenheim, and I'm the warrior from the Nordic places.
Okay, she must die. There can only be one of us.
There is an Aaron Kiefenheim. This is very weird. There's a lot of Aaron Kiefenheim. Oh, boy.
Do you think it's worth it to get Aaron Kiefenheim on the podcast just to see? Just to see if that's something that we should be doing?
Okay, I'm on her Twitter. Should I see what she...
Do Aaron Kiefenheim age. Aaron Kiefenheim net worth.
I put in Aaron Kiefenheim sweater, and Aaron, you'll be pleased to know, no results.
Okay, that's terrible.
Thank God. Well, it's great that we're all known for some of the things that will never be able to escape us. Aaron for her age, Adel for his wrapping paper, and me for my baby. So yeah. We all have our things for life. Hey, speaking of life, L'chaim.
Oh.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, God, wait.
Well, I think it's more than just Fiddler on the Roof.
No, guys, I think it's
exclusively. Be careful.
What?
I think this might be a riddle podcast.
Mm-hmm. This is a riddle podcast.
Not if Aaron Kiefenheim has anything to say about it.
And what would Aaron Kiefenheim's podcast sound like? And I think it would sound like...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, everyone, be careful.
Aaron, you're in charge today, right? Your old man puzzles?
Yes, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something right away. I'm going to phone this in a little bit.
Not right away.
I'm here to have fun.
We're
10 minutes in.
You spent 10 minutes Googling yourself. I don't necessarily know that you need to tell us that you're phoning it in today.
I'm so vain. Okay. We are going to start with some Hank Banks.
Okay.
We're familiar with these.
You're telling us or asking us?
You know, I'm telling you that you're familiar with these. Like... Pig squeal, we've done this one before. Swine wine.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual seat, rare chair.
Is this anything? You're so vague. You probably think this thing is about something. Huh?
How that is something. That? That's great. I like that a lot. That is good. That is good.
And no. Of course, I was listening to what you were saying. You were saying something about pigs or
something
pig
about
pigs
a rare
or...
pig.
All right. Well, moving on. Weak man.
Adel Refai.
Yes.
Yeah, it's me. Well, except for my shoulders.
Yeah, shoulders really carry the rest.
Chubby shoulders.
And that mustache didn't come off easy.
Mm-mm.
Weak man.
Weak man. Yellow fellow.
Yellow fellow.
Like he's a coward?
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Okay.
JBC, you're the man in the yellow hat from Curious George. And Adel, you're Curious George. And George is asking you a lot of questions.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, not your dad. I'm not your dad.
Yeah, Dad. You're my dad.
No, I'm the man in the yellow hat.
You dress me, you pay for my food, you tuck me in at night. You're my dad.
Oh, my God.
I don't love that you call me that, but yeah.
I'm your dad.
For sake of this conversation, sure.
How are monkeys born?
I assume similar.
Similar to what?
Similar to people.
How are people born? Hey, Dad, how are people born?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Just vaginally, C-section?
Vaginally, C-section. I'll Google that later.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
It's really bothering me.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, Dad. Yeah.
Are we rich?
We want for nothing, but... I don't think that we have like a crazy amount of disposable income.
Okay.
I don't really work, you understand?
Yeah, you mostly just kind of shop. Hey, Dad?
I don't mostly shop. I mean, I do some shopping, but like some shopping is a necessity. Like we need groceries.
Hey, Dad?
Yep.
Were you mad when I ripped that kid's arms off at the birthday party?
No, he deserved it.
Okay. He scared me. He startled me.
He did startle you. Yeah. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm, you know, when you call me dad, it kind of, I just hear that kid screaming, dad, 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 and it kind of, yeah, and it,
yeah.
It's bad vibes for me.
Yeah, I see it when I close my eyes.
That's good. That means you have, do you feel remorse?
No, I just see it.
That's good, because he startled you.
Can we get that removed, Dad?
The part of your brain that sees it?
The part of my eyes that sees it when I close them.
I mean, you could do like the old Oedipus Rex kind of thing with stabbing him out. You could step him out.
Huh. Writing down that I need to check out this Oedipus Rex?
Actually, don't Google Oedipus Rex. Just know that you can stab at your eyes.
Vaginally
don't look into it.
C-section Oedipus Rex. These are my save for later searches.
These are all the things that populate when you
hey, Dad, why
Aaron
the hat?
Keefe. Well, I'm sorry?
Why the hat?
Because I look like a pimp, Playboy. I look like a stone cold pimp, and it's still cool to say pimp. What year is
like
it?
You look like Pharrell.
What year is it?
You look like Pharrell when he had that hat on. You look like
Pharrell.
Elmer Fudd.
Okay, so Pharrell with the hat on, so it's 2013?
Okay.
Okay. Neptune's you don't know. You're baby. A monkey. You're not a boy. Oh, come on. Grow up. You gotta live in this world like the rest of us.
Hey, Dad.
You killed a boy. Or maimed him. We left. We don't know.
Scene.
You Yay. Killed a boy or maimed him.
Oh, man. Not your dad killed me. That just about killed me.
In the books, does he tell Curious George that he's his dad?
I don't think
he
so.
He treats him like his kid.
I thought they had like a business relationship.
You think that it's more like a Batman Robin. It's more like Curious George is his ward.
Wait, what? You are both so wrong. They're not business partners. They're not sidekick. Do they fight crime? What do they do?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I know about that there's a man in a yellow hat and there's Curious George, but I always assumed
I feel like they're in the same universe as Madeline. Does that make sense? I bet they know Madeline.
I always assume the guy in the yellow hat knows the Morton Salt girl.
Oh,
they must be family.
She was college roommates with Pippi Longstocking.
Yes,
orphaned monkey.
Wow.
Oh, with Tatiana Maslany.
No.
That monkey has such a big range.
When the monkey plays like seven different monkeys, I love
Russian,
orphaned
the Russian monkey.
Oh, yeah.
That is so fucking funny. Oh,
I do love the name Tatiana. Tatiana is an awesome name.
That's a very good name.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm young again. That made my bones young. Okay.
So did you look it up, though? He's the caregiver of the monkey? He's like the...
Yeah.
Is he court mandated?
Yeah, he's court mandated. Court mandated caretaker to Curious George.
He drove drunk, and then they... They're like, your punishment, you can either do 20 years of prison or...
Take care of a monkey until it dies. And the monkey lives like 18 years probably, right? Monkeys don't live crazy long.
See, we're asking the difficult questions here at Hey Riddle Riddle. Like,
okay,
what's going on with Curious George and what's him in the yellow hat relationship?
I'm
going
to Google this.
I think we might need to take Google away from the two of you.
Okay, here's what I got. I Googled monkey net worth.
Oh,
here's what it says.
Okay.
The monkey's net worth was $4 million.
Oh.
And that's...
That sounds like the start of a riddle.
Speaking of riddles,
monkeys.
We are in the middle of a riddle, I think.
Oh, yellow fellow.
Weak man.
Are the people in the monkey still alive?
One of them, at least.
Really?
Hey, wow. They're deceased.
Hey, we were the monkeys, and now we're corpses.
No, that's bad. That's in bad taste. I didn't just say that.
That's in bad taste.
Aaron, you're so cringe.
Oh.
Wow.
I know.
Aaron, weak man is the prompt that we have. And these
weak
are words that rhyme, right? These are two words that rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, weak man.
Weak man. Okay, so this would be, okay.
Small Paul.
Feeble Steeble.
Think of different ways to say man.
Man.
Dude.
Okay.
Guy's
a good one.
Champ. Sport.
I would say, think of a term that's like a little bit more like, not clinical, but like...
Human.
Mayor.
Human.
Mayor.
Mayor Weekly. Mayor Daily. Mayor...
Think a way of saying it that's like not...
Homo sapien.
No, like in... I also like think of like...
Yes.
What you're telling me to think of, like, but you're
know,
just thinking of it. You're
know,
not saying what
to,
I should think
it's
like.
It's hard to give a hint for this without just telling you what it is.
Okay. If we get is a synonym for weak going to help us out? Is that going to get us there?
That could. Yeah.
Okay. Feeble.
Yeah. Emaciated.
Think of like a clinical term for a man.
For a man. Okay. Male.
Yes.
Male. Okay.
Okay, snail
frail mail.
Frail mail.
Ooh, the frail mail had snail mail.
Yeah.
Ship saying,
ahoy, boys.
That is a boat gloat.
Boat
That's
gloat?
How I greet the sailors when they come into town, Adel. Ahoy, a boat boys.
A boat quote. A boat quote.
They're like, that woman in the quote. Barrel is going to drown.
Yoo-hoo, boys, catch me.
Catch you. You're in a barrel. You're
yes.
floating away.
Era,
you're being
you
swept out to sea.
Do you think that you were born in the wrong era? Do you think that you would have been better as like a, you know, 1920s, ahoy, boys type
for
of...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Aaron, yeah. Put me in an old-timey bathing suit and put me in a barrel and send me out to sea.
Amen to that.
I think, and I mean this in the best possible way, I think you should be working the door at like a speakeasy during Prohibition. With like a shotgun a shotgun tucked into your garter belt or something.
Adel, that is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
You're
That's
welcome.
Really, really nice. Yeah. I feel very seen by that.
Yeah. I was born in the right year or like time period. I was born in 88. I was just born in the wrong state. I should have been two states over.
Oh.
Yeah. I was meant I would have thrived in Minnesota.
Yeah, you'd be a household name by now if you were born in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I just would have been born 20 years from now, when everyone has big football pad shoulders, I would be accepted.
You played football in high school.
That's fair.
Here we go. Nightbird Grimace.
Purple
Nurple. Purple no. Nightbird Grimace.
Nightbird.
This would be...
Owl scowl.
Owl scowl. Do you like that one, Adel? I thought you might like it.
It sounds like a weatherman or something.
I'd like to see a scene.
I want to see a scene. Oh,
no,
please.
No. You're
Aaron,
too slow.
Please.
No.
Aaron, I'll Venmo right now. I will Venmo you $100,000.
Ooh, let me see if it updated Aaron's.
That's how much you owe me. So that doesn't.
Please, I want to see a scene. Please, Aaron,
fine,
please.
Fine. But remember this next time we both call a scene at the same time.
I won't. There's no chance I will remember it. Aaron,
oh,
I want to see a scene. So you and Adel are going to be the superhero duo, Nightbird and Grimace. And Nightbird can be whatever you want it to be, but Grimace is going to be the McDonald's character.
The night is quiet.
Too quiet. Oh, Jinx.
Grimace.
You watch the new season?
You're standing so close behind me.
Oh, sorry. I don't have much spatial awareness.
Help! My purse! That man just stole my purse!
Help! My purse! That man just stole my purse! Help! My purse! My
That's
purse.
A little insensitive.
It just sounded like a song.
The fuck?
Are you eating an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Grimace.
What?
We're working.
That's what my kind eats.
I guess it's fucking gone now. I mean, he got away.
Sorry, ma'am. Next time. Oh, Nightbird and Grimace will stop it.
Fuck you!
Damn it.
He spit right when I was yawning.
Oh, Grimace, can
right
talk
my
to
mouth.
You?
Yeah.
Grimace.
Yeah.
You smell like cheese.
Thank you.
You're late every... No. Smell like cheese.
Okay.
You're late every day.
Thank you.
And it makes me sick to look at you.
What? I feel like one of those is not like the other.
I mean...
Like if I said, hey, Nightbird. Hey,
yeah.
Nightbird, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Your pants are too short.
Mm-mm.
Your hair needs to be re-dyed.
Uh-huh.
And you can never get pregnant.
Oh my god, that's awful. See, this is what I mean though, man. That's even a bad example. Grimace, I gotta find a new sidekick.
Don't.
I'm letting you go.
What am I going to do?
That man's stuck in that trapped car and it's on fire. Won't someone help him?
No, that's me. I'm just talking to my partner.
Oh, God, you look like a car crash on fire.
My kind don't burn.
My kind don't burn.
My kind don't burn. My kind don't burn.
He's a kaiju, right?
Yeah. Aaron, episode title, My Kind Don't Burn. Just think about it.
All right, I'll put it on the list.
Ooh, Aaron, can I complete my survey?
Sure.
Working with Aaron, 10 out of 10.
Oh, that made me feel good.
I did like how Aaron laughed when she said, it sucks to look at you or something.
Yeah, that felt bad saying.
It's hard to say without laughing.
Bogus earth movement.
Ooh,
don't
that
do
would
it.
Be.
Fake quake.
Yes, fake quake. I thought you were going to say global warming. But mm-hmm. I'm proud of you for not. It's a fake quake.
It's a fake quake.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you are roommates with JPC, and you're faking an earthquake in the apartment.
Hey, have you seen my copy of Call of Duty? Whoa.
What's going on?
Do you feel that?
No. What's going on?
Whoa. Here, lay down on the couch. Whoa, bounce. Whoa.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's happening. It's finally, JPC, it's happening. Illinois is going to break off into the ocean.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that was an earthquake. I think you were kind of moving the couch a little bit.
Well, it's not an earthquake? Then why? Get up over here. Excuse me.
Don't.
What? Then why are all your plates breaking?
Don't. Whoa. No, stop. God damn it. They wouldn't break one by one like that. Hey, is there something going on? Is there something going on?
I mean, yeah.
It's the 6th, man. Where's your rent?
I told you I'd get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, I just
want to know. Do you want to know why I'm mad?
I'm not mad, man. I'm not mad. I had to pay for you last month, and you got me back, but it was like the 16th, and it's like it's a lot of money. I just want to know. I don't want to pay the late fee. Why are you mad?
Well,
why are you mad? All
two reasons. One, I keep paying rent. I don't live with you.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't live with you.
You have a room here.
You asked me to come over and play video games, and I do. And then you Venmo request me for $1,650.
You shower here. You eat the food.
I shower here because you keep spilling pretzel cheese all over my jeans. And I'm like, well, now I have to shower to walk home without cheese sauce seeped into my thighs.
I'd say we could put it on a plate, but every time you come over, you break every plate I have.
I'm part Greek.
Don't put that on me. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Also, a few weeks ago, I said, hey, let's go see famed stand-up comedian Earthquake. And what did you say?
I said, I think he's dead. I think he died a long time ago.
Okay. Test expert.
Ooh, a test expert would be a quiz whiz.
Yeah.
Quiz whiz.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Is Earthquake dead?
Don't tell us. I don't want to know.
Don't tell us, but make a face to indicate.
Well, if you Google Earthquake and dead, you actually get some upsetting things.
I want to see the scene. Aaron and JPC, you are both young wizards. And this is today in class, you're surprised with a quiz you have to take, and we see you in the middle of this quiz.
Oh my God.
God.
This sucks so bad.
What'd you get for 3?
I think I fucked up the spell because I don't know. It's like I got toad. I got toad for 3.
Okay.
But I think it should be table.
I'm gonna redo the math.
You gonna what?
I'm gonna redo the math because I got the moon. And
you're using math? Are we supposed to use math?
Oh my God, you have like an essay written out. What? I'm all out of sorts.
The question for 3 is alchemy question mark. So it's like, I guess I could try it with math.
I started with algebra, but I have the math wrong because I got the moon.
10 more minutes.
Oh, how many?
God.
10 more minutes.
There's like 1,000 questions on this quiz. We're 3 in.
Okay. We just have to like, let's just do true or false. Let's just do some true or false. Let's say true or false. Okay, so 4 true. 5 false. 6 true. 7 false.
You know that thing with like multiple choice questions that you're always supposed to say like B or something? What is the one? What is the letter?
God, there's so many letters. There's 26 letters. Let's just do F.
Okay, F.
F, 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 F.
Well, no, you can't put the same thing as me. He's going to think that we cheated off each other.
But if the letter's F, then we have to both do F.
Fuck. Okay, maybe this is sort of like a test within a test. Maybe we're supposed to do a spell on him. Or make the test disappear.
Okay. No, that's good. We do a spell on him. Okay, so what do we know about Professor Bones?
He's old just got a dirt. Divorce.
He's old, just got a divorce. He's old,
old
as dirt.
He loves to sing.
He loves to sing.
Okay. In that barbershop quartet.
Oh, didn't he have like a weakness or like, oh yeah, throat, his throat. He's had a bunch of like esophageal problems or whatever with his throat.
I'd argue his ex-wife too is a bit of a weakness. Let's kill him.
For him. Yeah, Avada Kedavra. Yeah.
Did we win? Did we pass?
I think let's just do a couple more on him. Avada Kedavra, Avada Kedavra.
Okay, and this is Adel here. Okay, so the Disney twins, they passed the test, I guess.
Good.
They all got Fs.
Perfect.
Dr. Bones is dead.
And they got into Disney, right?
They
Disney
got into
Academy?
Disney. And seat.
Origin story.
A very satisfying improv time.
The comedian Earthquake is still alive.
How about that?
Wow, so you should have gone with me.
Mm-hmm. I should have gone with you. I should have gone with you.
Interesting. Oh, Aaron's going to sing a song.
No. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, I'm trying to use Shazam to... Did you mean to say...
Nope, I didn't mean to say anything. I meant to not even make noise.
It's a num-num-no song.
It sounds like Aaron... I mean this in the nicest way.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like when a cartoon mouse gets drunk and sneaks into the kitchen and rubs their hands together.
Nom 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 no.
It sounds like
nom 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 no.
The jingle for no product. It's not like the jingle for nothing, but it's the jingle for the specific product that is not a product.
No, well, JPC, but it's a mouse eating something. What product would that be? Cheese?
JPC, very quickly, we have to see. This is an ad for nothing.
Does this ever happen to you?
Okay,
that's a Momo song for sure. Okay,
yeah,
for sure. What is this place? I guess is my big question. Is it a workplace? Are we friends? Is this a brunch? What is this? Pebble Supply.
Pebble Supply.
Stone Zone.
Ooh.
Oh no, but that's
where I'll be shopping for my Christmas gifts.
The Stone Zone.
That's where you get high as shit.
Pebble Supply. This would be the Rockstock.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Wow, Rockstock. Okay.
Tripped nicely.
Fell swell. Nicely.
Ooh.
You're really close. Just drop one of those letters.
L swell.
Nope.
The sequel to Legally Blonde?
Fell with one L swell.
No.
Well, then I give up.
Come on.
Swell, drop one letter. Fell well, I see.
Fell well. I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
She doesn't even know what scene she wants to see.
I know, I have to think about
it. Wait a minute.
Adel, you're a gymnast, and you are arguing with the judge at the Olympics, JPC, to give you points even though you fell during your routine.
10. 10. 3.4.
Sir, you can't call your own scores.
That's my kid out there.
No, I know. But that it was... Let the judges call their scores. They're deliberating.
Dad, it's okay, Dad. It's okay.
Four.
Huh?
Four.
For me, yeah. The scores is for me.
You know, you get a four. Letter
Bullshit.
Four. Letter
Bullshit.
Four.
No. Finland? No. Finland? No.
First of all,
that was a 10.
You can call me by my last name, Mr. Rockover. I'm from Germany, but just because my first name is Finland does not mean you can call me that.
Just because I fell? No.
No, yes. What do you mean?
That girl just sneezed during her floor routine.
Yeah, someone else is.
I broke my leg. I broke my leg. I flipped and I sneezed and I broke my leg. Help.
We can all tell. We can all
clear
tell.
The floor. You caused her to break her leg.
Oh, my career.
She didn't want to land on you. Clear the floor.
I can stand here. Legally, I can. Let me check the rule book. I can stand here until I am satisfied with my score.
Yep, she broke it. She'll never dance again.
No,
go ahead and get.
No, don't.
Shotgun.
Don't shoot.
Go ahead and get the gun. Get the short gun.
Scene. Perfect. You guys, I have some really good news. We're going to take... Oh, actually, no. We're going to do one more of my favorite Hink Pinks ever, I think.
Okay. Wow.
And then we're going to go on a quick break because I think y'all earned it today.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The picnic pest is unable. And that is going to be the name of my autobiography.
Ant can't.
The picnic pest is unable. Well, thank you, Adel. You got that right immediately. We're going to go take a quick break, probably 2-3 hour nap, and then we'll be right back at you.
No. With some more
riddles.
Nup, 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 nup.
Nip, 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 nip.
Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries. Ugh.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. They send you french fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put it myself in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel it in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com... OrderMyFries.com.
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because... all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before,
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. R-I-D-D-L-E. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions. I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh my gosh.
Huh, and it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of, it's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around. We have some books. We have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp, and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh. Okay. That's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh, bottled water.
Oh, okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Adel, JPC, come over here quick.
Okay.
I created a hilarious new website.
Ooh, Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well,
got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com, and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
finally,
is.
Finally.
Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com, and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay. And in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings, when you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb.
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
JPC is old.
So old.
All right. Well, that was fun. That break, what did everyone eat?
Jimmy John's.
I ate ants on a log.
Oh, because of Aunt Cant?
Oh my God. Is that why I did it? Oh my God.
And I got one of those Grimace shakes. They're not being sold anymore, but I bought one off Facebook Marketplace that was in someone's fridge for 8 months. And
they can know. You can do that. 8 months is good on that.
Poison.
8 months is good on that.
Does it age like wine?
Aaron, it ages like wine, and when I turn it upside down, it doesn't fall out just like a Culver's custard cone. And,
this is a 2018 Grimace shake.
I'm getting notes
from
of woof.
The
and,
Florida region. It was under the bed of a boy's dorm, so it aged quite nicely.
All right, we're going to do a challenge. We're going to start with Adel, and then we're going to Aaron to see if you could beat or make him drink. What is the oldest Grimace shake that you would consume? Adel, it starts off with you.
Ooh, okay. Are we doing like Price is Right rules?
It's going to go back and forth. It's going to go back and forth. So if Erin can beat you, she could beat you. And then we're going to go to see if you can beat her before she has to drink.
Again, is this a brunch? Is this a meeting?
Erin, drink your Bloody Mary and buckle in
and
for
focus.
The bidding. Okay, so I'm going to go with 8 months and 1 week.
All right, so the oldest Grimace shake Adel is willing to drink is 8 months and 1 week old, Erin.
8 months, 1 week, and a day.
Okay. Adel, back
she
to
beat
you.
Me. I can't do it.
Oh, now I got to drink it.
Yeah, good luck. It is gross looking.
Tell my family I love them.
No.
No.
Come on.
You can't die drinking an 8-month-old Grimace shake and expect your family to believe that you loved them.
Also, just text them now. Why are you putting this on us?
This isn't so funny.
This isn't 1942 military.
I do love that now I got to go all the way to Boston and tell these
Knock
fucking
on the door,
racists.
Take off your hat and say, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but
I'm sorry
she
I have to
drank
tell you this.
The Grimace shake.
She drank a Grimace shake, she died, and she did want me to say that she loved you. They're like, yeah, no shit, she loved us. Like, that's it?
I think people have to be so thankful that JPC was never in the military in the 1940s. Because I feel like he would constantly go up to every house in uniform, knock on the door, take off his hat. And then when the mom starts crying, he'd be like, what? I'm just here to tell you that your kid's doing great or some shit like that.
Oh, I thought for sure I would be like doing that to like sleep with the grieving mom. But it's doing like a big joke. Like, that's fine, too.
Yeah, JBC, I think you just proved the point with where your brain went.
By the way, I would love to exist in that, like, you know, even like phones were like newish. I would love to go back to that point because I feel like conning people back then had to be so fucking easy. You could just head to the next town over, and no one from the town that you just conned all those people in would ever have any way to, like, communicate.
Yeah, you
like,
got real Harold Hill vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, is this 002? this is the president. Yeah, the president. JPC, can I blow your mind?
Yeah.
It is easy as hell to con people now.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's like, I feel like a lot of the art of it is like gone because now it's just like taking old people's credit card information and shit like that. Like that's not fun, for anyone. It's
that's a Tuesday.
I need to see a scene.
I want to do it face to face. I want to con an individual.
I want to see a scene. This is when is Pleasantville set? 1950s?
Yeah. Yeah,
50s. This is like Pleasantville 50s. JPC, you are a, grifter. Is that the term?
Yeah. Grifter.
And, you are knocking on the door of Erin Keefe, who is a, 1950s susceptible woman.
Who is it?
Excuse me, miss. Oh boy. I am so sorry to do this. My car just broke down outside your house. I'd love to...
sir. I already own a vacuum. I'm not in the market for anyone.
Oh, I'm not a vacuum salesman. I'm not a... In fact, I'm on my way to a big jewelry convention and... okay, never mind, ma'am. I can see that you're busy. Maybe I'll try one of your neighbor's houses. Ah, crumbs.
Oh, jewelry.
My briefcase opened up and all my jewelry popped. I gotta put my jewelry
diamonds
back up.
Are spilling on my doorstep.
Crumbs. All these diamond necklaces back in my brief. Sorry to waste your time, ma'am.
Oh, wait. No, not at all a waste of time.
I
haven't gotten diamonds from my husband since... Well, I've never gotten diamonds from my husband.
Oh, ma'am, I can't. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you. I'm not selling these diamonds. I'm on my way to a jewelry convention, and I just need to get enough gas money to get there. I was going to call back to the home office, but, I mean, you'd really be interested in buying some authentic diamonds?
Yeah, why don't you come in? I'm just dressing a turkey. I'm not busy at all.
Oh. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Hey, sweetie, it's me. Just wanted to let you know that I won't be coming home tonight. I have to work late and stay at the apartment.
All right, sounds good. Whew. All right, now we're talking.
I love the little outfit you got this guy in. What is this, a little sweater?
Yes, I dressed the turkey. Amelia Bedelia. So show me these diamonds.
I really shouldn't. I mean, these diamonds...
I'm just interested.
These are for an exhibition. They're not even really for sale, but... Well, I do need $500 to get enough gas to get in my car and drive all the way to New
what
Jersey
car?
City.
Look out the window. Grabs
oh
tie.
Where's my car? Oh, my God. My tie.
You think
it was a clip-on.
You think we're not all in communication with each other?
Who is
my friend Lorraine from two towns over? She told me all about you. We've been planning this for weeks.
Lorraine.
We stole your car. We're stripping it for parts. You know you made her fall in love with her, right?
Well, hold on. First of all, I remember Lorraine. I didn't make anyone fall in love with me. I feel like she was...
Oh, you think?
I don't know.
You did a sexy dance for her. What was supposed to happen after the sexy dance?
I didn't do a sexy dance. I spilled water on my shirt while I was washing my hands, and I was changing shirts. By the way, there was Bing Crosby playing. I bet she left that out of the story. How do you not dance to Bing Crosby?
She did leave that out of the story.
Yeah, exactly. And first of all, and I didn't even sleep with Lorraine. We did mouth and hand stuff. That's it.
Scene.
Mouth to hand.
You guys.
Yeah.
We're going to try something that is a little new, or we've done it before and I don't remember.
Yes.
I like you covered your bases with little new.
These are called Mad Gabs.
I would have loved it if Aaron said Hank Pinks and we're like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
We're going to the hospital.
Cause for concern.
Now we'll tell your family you love them.
You guys, ever since... That would be so funny.
I might just text your sisters today just to be like, hey, just want to let you know. Aaron just loves you guys.
These are Hink Pinks. The picnic pest is unable.
Oh, boy.
These are called
Shaggy.
Mad Gabs.
Okay.
And they are, I'm going to say a string of kind of nonsense words. in a row that are going to sound like a phrase or a sentence.
Sure.
But it's not that.
So this is just, I am going to put the hospital on some sort of speed dial, just so we are clear.
This is just Erin setting the table for us to not be concerned about her stroke she's about to have.
I don't like worrying you two. You worry so much about me. Can I just also say something? Everyone, our listeners are so sweet. They always have sort of been at like in the orange zone of a level of concern for me. And now they're at a red. And I was crying laughing out loud at the comments of the review crew poll where everyone voted that we eat 60 grapes in 60 minutes. And everyone's so worried about me. And it made me laugh so hard. They're like, we only have one Erin.
Our
we can't kill her.
Treat Erin like she's like the ozone layer and it's like 1990. Like people are like, hey, we gotta figure this thing out. Like
people treat me like I'm like the 15-year-old dog. That they're like, I don't know. If we give that dog a French fry, it will die.
A 20-minute car trip, that might be too much for Lucy.
If we take her to the park, she'll blow away. I do enjoy it. I think it was last month.
Fucking funny.
Every survey, there's something that Erin suggests, or two things Erin suggests. Yeah. I think last time it was we cook each other a meal.
Yeah.
So that was Erin was like, let's do that. We cook each other a meal. And then in the comments, people were like, don't do cook a meal because Erin won't be able to eat whatever. And Erin, like, don't make Erin, she's going to throw up. And it's like, this is her.
Just so everyone knows, what we're talking about here is we're talking about the Patreon. There is a special $8 tier where if you pay us $8, you can hear us eat grapes. So that's.
We just.
I know. Does it sound like a really bad deal? It is.
I would say don't join this month. Join next month when we build a Lego set or something. All right. These are the Mad Gabs.
Okay.
Abe and Appeal.
Okay, so Erin, all you told us is you're going to say a string of gibberish words.
Uh-huh, and then you're going to...
Yeah, I'm supposed to do something with this.
Like, it will sound like a phrase or a thing. It will sound like a different word.
Okay.
Abe and Appeal.
Aid and
Abe.
Appeal. Abe Lincoln's heel.
Abe and Appeal.
So this is like Aid and Abed.
No.
Aid and Appeal.
Abe and Appeal.
Abe and Appeal.
Is there an example one, Erin, that you could give
Let's
us?
Let's do this one as an example
okay.
one.
Okay.
Abe and Appeal, a banana peel.
Okay.
You Abe said Abe, and though.
A banana
peel. Yeah, but that's why it's a game.
Banana peel.
Abe
and Appeal. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, sure.
So this game is like if I said Robert De Niro, and I'm like Robert De Niro.
Adolf, I'm getting the sense you don't like this game.
I was going to guess Robert De Niro.
I don't have anything else prepared, so maybe let's do a 180 on the attitude.
No, I'm sorry, yes, ma'am, smiling
let's
politely.
Let's do a 180 on the attitude.
Abe Autumn Lisp Hit.
A bottomless pit.
Yes.
Now, I am seeing maybe a problem with this game.
I'm going up to my room.
Here's what Erin.
No, I don't even want to be able to move.
No, Erin.
I'm going up to my room.
Erin, please. No.
No.
Is this a game that is for showing someone something that is written out?
No. This is where I don't
Okay,
try.
JBC, hey,
this
JBC.
This is where I don't try and do anything new.
She's in her room.
Her place doesn't have an upstairs. She's on the roof. Erin, be careful up there.
There's a bunch of dead pigeons up here.
Oh.
I guess I've been shooting pigeons.
You guess? You've been shooting them, like, you're going on the roof and shooting them
sitting on
like
my couch.
Execution style?
I'm sitting on my couch, drinking red wine, and just shooting up at the ceiling.
Okay,
oh,
I hate to do this.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it's, don't want to risk it. JPC, I'm going to turn on the Grimace signal.
No.
Hey. Go ahead and jump, and I'll catch you. You can land on me.
Ugh, Grimace.
Hey, buddy, relax.
We slept together, but it's not going to happen again.
We got this, guy. We're the professionals. We're gonna talk her down. We don't tell her to jump either. Come on.
No, I'm saying I'll cushion the blow.
And I'm saying I'm not interested, Grimace.
Erin, take me back, please.
Guy. I mean, come on. We're doing something here. She obviously chose. She doesn't need you. Just get lost, okay?
Adel and JPC are about to beg me to come back to the episode and do more Mad Gabs.
Oh, wait. JPC, did you hear that? So we have to try and guess what that was.
Okay, is apple?
Apple? A banana peel and...
A banana peel and JPC.
Oh, a banana peel and JPC.
Hair, heat rasher.
I heard hair,
heat rasher. Heat rasher.
Okay, call the hospital. Tell them to get a bed ready.
You don't think they already have beds ready? You think in a hospital there's no sheets? No? Okay.
I mean, don't put the sheets on the bed, because if I go to a hospital and I see the sheets already on the bed, I'm like, that's on the bed from the last guy. I want to see them put the fresh sheets on the bed.
I'm throwing these Mad Gabs into the fire.
No,
right.
Aaron.
Nope. They're gone.
They don't burn. They're like Grimace.
They're like Grimace, Aaron.
Nope.
My kind don't burn.
Aaron, please. I want to play Mad Gab, please.
No, Aaron, please. Let's do one more.
This is my fun little thing I'm doing for the day.
No,
12,
Aaron,
we have to fill 12 minutes.
I want to play one Mad Gab.
No, don't. That's insulting. No. What are we going to do for 12 minutes? Anyone have anything they brought in for show and tell? Anything fun on your desks?
Yeah, of course.
Can we just do one more Mad Gab?
Please.
I have this little thing of Vaseline on my desk. What else we got?
Aaron.
Aaron.
What's that going to
do? Mechanical pencil. I got my passport renewed this year, and so I got a little photo of me. If anyone wants this?
Oh, I have a riddle on my desk. Here we go. I was the world delivered to your door, bright as the moon in the palm of your hand. Welcome at first, yet over time ridiculed. My numbers grew and blocked your door. The planet still mourns me the damage of my wake, but once in a while, I'm found in your bedroom.
No.
Water?
No, I want a Mad Gab.
Yeah, I'd do a Mad Gab. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
What's
that was
the
off
answer
the dome,
to that?
Too. I don't know.
That was off the dome. You did not make that up. Tell me the answer.
It wasn't rhyming.
Aaron, we'll find out the answer during this year's Halloween episode, okay?
Oh, God.
No, we're going to do another one. It's going to be we'll find out the answer to that riddle on the 402nd episode of the riddle.
No. Wow. I'm not going to live that long. We have to record that grape episode, and I'm going to explode.
Aaron Madga, please.
Sure, one more.
Yes.
And then we're going to bullshit and do something else. Abe hair heat rasher.
Aaron.
Your. Abe Wait, hair
Did you add something at the end there? Is there supposed to be a huge pause and then one last sound?
Abe hair heat rasher.
A pair.
Actually, this one's bad. I'm going to do this one.
Hold on. No. We have to solve this. A parent.
Abe Humpenfinite.
No. A parent rasher.
Abe hair heat rasher. This one's not good.
A parrot's cracker.
Abe hair heat rasher. I can't even get this to sound
a banana peels.
You guys, you're about to hear a lady lose her mind on a podcast.
You're about to hear?
Go back to episode one.
Rasher. Yeah, that's great. A Perry.
Yeah, that's great.
A pair of Fran Dreschers?
A Perry trash. A pair. Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
A hair heat rasher. A hair heat rasher.
Oh, no, Aaron. Oh, no.
A pair heat rasher.
This is the first time in my life I'm experiencing regret. I regret asking to go back to these.
Yeah,
I was just being nice.
A
pair heat rasher. A
marriage rasher. A parrot rasher. A marriage rasher. A marriage crasher. A wedding crasher.
A wedding crasher.
A buried treasure.
A buried treasure, yes.
Wow. But it did sound like a pair of friend dressers, right?
I just started saying a buried treasure. That's how you got it. Abe Humpenthanite. Abe Humpenthanite.
Abe Humpenthanite. Hum.
Abe Humpenthanite.
I was the world delivered to your door, bright as the moon in the palm of your hand. Welcome at first, yet over time ridiculed. My numbers grew and blocked your door. The planet still mourns the damage of my wake, but once in a while, I'm found in your bedroom.
JPC, I know it.
Yeah?
Found in your bedroom? It's a bump in the night.
Oh, a little baby. No.
Aaron,
that's
was
a
that the Mad Gab?
No.
Wait, read it again.
Yeah, no, it was a bump in the night.
Okay, come on.
You got it.
Did anyone want to do
to
try to
solve
Red Tony's flyer of a single riddle?
I want you to tell me what it is. I don't want to solve it. I'm old man puzzles. This is not my job today.
Read it like a Mad Gab, GPC.
I feel like if I read it like a Mad Gab, I'd have to drive myself to the hospital. I was a world delivered to your door.
What? Is it a stamp? Is it a letter? Is it a... I'm off.
The America Online Compact Disc.
No.
Is yeah, the answer to that riddle.
This used to be in the mail all the time.
Yeah. I was the world delivered to your door. It's like access to the internet. Bright as the moon in the palm of your hand. Welcome at first, yet over time ridiculed. My numbers grew and blocked your door. The planet still mourns the damage of my wake, but once in a while, I'm found in your bedroom. The once in a while I'm found in your bedroom is concerning because you should be cleaning your bedroom a little more often than 20 years.
So what's the thing about it being bright as the moon?
I think it's like reflective. You know, the America Online disc is can I tell you what me and my friends used to do with those? I'm sure other people do this as well. We would get all of those, like, you know, 20 minutes of internet discs, and then we would take them to the park and we would have CD fights with them where we would just toss frisbee style CDs at each other.
I did that all the time, but with a twist of I used to pretend I was Gambit.
Enchanté, mon ami.
No, that's Waterboy.
Oh, boy.
How does it feel, buddy? How does it feel?
Do we
when
have
the Mud Dog showed up at halftime and the Water Boy won the Bourbon Bowl? Enchanté, mon ami.
Want to hear your name on a podcast? Ooh. Call Hey Riddle Riddle and leave a voicemail. These three hosts are real and they're waiting to hear from you. Pick up the phone and call 1-805-RIDDLE-1 tonight. Adults only.
Aaron, that was great.
Wait, hold on. I will say, it is adults only. Thank you so much for that voicemail theme, but it should, if you are children, please stop texting the thing. I will not be texting you back or play your voicemails. You're children.
That ruled.
That was a submission from Bobby Boucher from somewhere Louisiana. No, that was actually from Chris Finke. Chris, you nailed it again.
That was fantastic.
Incredible. Incredible. And let's hit it with that voicemail.
Aaron, what the fuck? What is going on with you?
I told you I was phoning it in today and I didn't even meet. I just lost so much steam. Are we done after this episode?
Are you? No.
Oh, no,
are
we
you,
got more?
No, we
are
more.
You steam powered? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm steam powered.
Hey, Riddiots and Aaron. This is Ashley. And I am entering into the last semester of my master's program, and some of the people in my program just plain suck. So I was wondering if you could give me some advice on how to intimidate them and leave the semester with a bang. Thanks. Bye.
My advice would probably be, this may not be everyone's cup of tea, I would say deploy a healthy dose of stoicism. I would say, don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see you be bothered. Be as kind as you need to be to them. Not that you have to. I'm not telling you to smile, of course. But I'm just saying, don't do anything. And I think that's the best. A life
like,
well lived. Is
this
is
like turn the other cheek. This is the Jesus.
Yeah. Unless they're like,
yeah,
bothering you. If they're like saying, you know, if it's intrusive in terms of like they're making you uncomfortable in any way or something, then I guess I would change tactics. But I'd say if they're just being idiots and it's just annoying, I would say stoicism is my bread and butter.
I would try to get hired as a staff member and then make their life hell that way. Be like the administrator and then you have to make them fill out a bunch of paperwork in order to graduate.
Yeah.
Set up a bunch of red tape for them.
I mean, there's we can use the carceral system to our advantage. You can plant like drugs on them, cocaine, call the police, ruin their entire lives. You can do that. Of course, that's one option. The other thing is, Adel said, don't let them see you sweat. I think let them see you sweat. In fact, sweat a lot. Stop using deodorant and only do things that make you smell awful. And then whenever you're interacting with them, get as close to them as possible when you're talking. They will, no matter how annoying they are, they will not enjoy that experience so much that they will like cut every one of those conversations short. Now, you will also be ruining all the other relationships in your life. But scorched earth
worth it.
Is a strategy. It is a viable strategy. Maybe not a recommended strategy, but it's viable.
I bet that's the advice that gets taken. Mm-hmm. That's the one that makes the most logical sense.
It's the path of least resistance, although you are going to want to crank the resistance up on whatever treadmill you're using to get as stinky as possible. The more resistance, the more smell.
This also, not to make this about me, proves my point that a big chunk of our listenership is in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're all in grad school.
But do you think that those annoying people that this person has to deal with in grad school, do you think that they're also our listeners as well? Like statistically, no. one of the annoying people has to also listen.
Only
as
good
well.
People, only salt of the earth, good people listen to the
wow.
show.
Wow, Aaron, would wow. you say on a scale of sorry, I have an exit survey for this episode.
Oh,
Aaron.
Great, yeah.
GBC and I guess both collaborated on it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many? What percentage of our listeners do you think are going to go straight to heaven?
1%,
10%, 4%.
That's straight to heaven. That's, straight to heaven. That's
right,
just
right
like
now.
An express
You're
lane.
Right
express
now.
Lane. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got a mostly purgatory crew, and I'm proud of them for that.
Purgatory crew represent. Where you at, purgatory crew? If you're listening to this podcast right now with headphones in silence, I do want you to say woot woot. Don't. If you are part of the purgatory
control, say
it again, control,
and then we'll leave some silence. Ready, JPC, and go.
Hey, purgatory crew, where you at? Represent. Okay, great. And then that was you saying woot woot.
Adel, anything to plug? Woot woot.
Boy, oh boy.
Aaron, that was like a train would say
I'm
it.
A steam this train. Definitely a train. I run on steam.
I would say check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. We're we've been kicking off season 5, so you can listen to the new episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
And also check out The Word Association, which is a podcast I do with my friends Rob and Brett. And also check out the podcast Sitcom D&D and their Patreon, which is wonderful. And also check out Bill Buds mm-hmm. and their Patreon, which is wonderful as well. I just listened to the Bill Buds Muse episode, and I very much enjoyed it.
You're a Muse guy, right? You enjoy Muse?
I do. Yeah, I saw them.
It's pronounced music. These guys are idiots.
Music. It's
Muse. Would you see the Music Man, but it's the guy from Muse playing the role?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say? Knights of Sidonia?
Man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Play that on Guitar Hero. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, I would like everyone to head over to the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram and give us a follow. I'm not saying anything too crazy right here, but I'm saying perhaps there will be live shows announced this year. Mm-hmm. And if you're not caught up, I guess you're caught up now on episodes. But if you ever fall behind on episodes and you don't want to miss a live show if we come to your city, which we might be coming to your city, follow us on the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram for those kinds of announcements.
Yeah, GBC. I'll also say that usually if you're a Patreon member, not usually, always if you're a Patreon member, we give you kind of first crack at live show tickets too. So we always announce on the Patreon first if there is a live show in your area.
Yeah, we let you wrestle for them with other patrons.
Yeah, there are currently live shows. I think we might still have tickets for, but you can always find those at heyriddleriddle.com/live. The Chicago one I know we have announced, so you can go to heyriddleriddle.com/live to buy tickets to the Chicago show. And the Chicago show is Thursday, July 25th at Lincoln Hall, 8 p.m. And I know it's in July, but it is almost sold out. So if you're waiting to get your tickets, don't do that. Go to heyriddleriddle.com/live and get your tickets now. And also, live on our website now is heyriddleriddle.com/request. And if you go to that, you can fill out our Google form to request that we come and do a live show in your area. And we are collating that, and we're using that kind of data to see where in the country we can go, or outside of the country as well. We can go to do live shows in the future. So heyriddleriddle.com/request for that.
Sha-poopy.
And JBC, any review? That's a lot of fun. This is so late in the episode to discover something so fun.
I'm realizing how hard it is to sing without guitar as Matt Bellamy.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I think his voice is very unique as well. But yeah, you do kind of need the guitar.
Yeah, but let me sing without guitar as Bill Bellamy.
No.
Goes a little something.
No.
JBC, any reviews to read or any other thing to plug?
Yeah, we got a 5-star review to read. If you want to get a review featured on the show, just go leave us a 5-star review anywhere you review podcasts. This one is from App Reviewer 12345. Great name, App Reviewer. Huh. I started listening to the show because Anthony Birch called the host the funniest people alive. I didn't really like riddles, and I didn't really like improv, but I gave it a shot. 3 years later, I still don't really like riddles, and I don't really like improv, but I do love this show. Huh. Who knows what my username is, but this is Elise, not the cool voice actor. Sorry. I love that you didn't know your username, and I complimented it at the beginning of the review.
Anthony Birch. What a guy. Sending people over to us and trapping them here for 3 years.
Anthony
and
will take your table scraps whenever you want to shuffle them off the table to us.
And how much, Aaron, do we know how many sales we've made with our Anthony merch?
$1 billion. Good. That's not ethical.
That's why the net worth is so high, Adel.
Well, Aaron, that means we could probably build a new recording studio on
my roof with all the dead pigeons. Oh, no, sorry. Jupiter.
Okay, and I'll do Build Bellamy. This is my impression of Build Bellamy.
Cut the mic.
Bye for starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Collin. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Mickeys and Goofies. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have Tim Lyons and Damian Anaya, hosts of Improv is Dead, on to do some scenes in Disney. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.